It is July 9th, attending Chair Pat Austin, Select Board Members Tim Jenness, Terry Rollins, Highway Foreman Wendell Hastings, and Colleen Kellogg.
All right, call the meeting to order. The agenda, any changes or additions to the agenda? I have one I'd like to add, the NEK broadband, last time in new business.
And I gave... The second thing is I gave everyone a copy of the little insert that goes with tax bills. It's, what is it? It says like, thank this thing here. This goes with tax bills. There's some reminders about road stuff. So since it goes to everybody and we're mailing anyway, if there's any items you want to...
Is it colored or no?
It's blue at the top. Did you? There you go. Yeah. So if there's anything you want to add or adjust, we'll probably have to print these by the middle of the month, so.
Colleen, is this the permit right here for the river?
It is.
It is, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you need more copies?
No, just these two. That's one for Madbrook and one for...
It's one permit for everything, okay. So I didn't know if you needed to pass them along to anybody.
Nope, I'm good.
You're looking for input on it, right, Colleen?
Pardon?
You're looking for input here?
Yeah, and either tonight or if you want to look at it later.
I think it looks good. I just read the whole thing.
Yep, it's good to be.
The only thing I thought, I don't know if it really even matters, but the 25 feet from road center, I don't know, a lot of times we're saying travel portion of the road. I don't know if it makes sense to say that the center of the travel portion of the road, sometimes like where's center? Well, measure the travel portion of the road.
Right, center of ground.
Yeah. I've been on some site visits where it's like, where's the center? The center of the travel portion of the road. Well, where's that? Right here.
And we looked that up and that's what, yeah. Okay.
And that's the only way I think of it, but I don't think it really matters.
That'll be clearer.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes for June 25th?
I make a motion.
I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let's have it. All right, and that brings us to public comment. Nobody's here, so. Road report. Including gravel discussion.
Okay, so Echo Lake's done. I pretty much got that wrapped up. Grant on Mill Street's coming really well. I think we got one more day's worth of work over there. We'll be done that. I sent Jason Lafay down to start stripping the pit off so we can then extract some more gravel out of there.
Dustin Taft cut it, right?
Yeah, Dustin Taft's all done.
No, he's pulling the overburden off.
Yeah, he's going to pull the overburden and all the stumps for me. Yep. And he's only doing a certain section of it. He's not doing it all, but he's doing a certain section of it.
Yeah, yep.
Anything else for me? We've taken a pretty good hurt on gravel from our little...
Do you know how many loads you put on the Egg Valley project?
8,000 yards. How's that?
How many yards did we budget to crush?
10.
Carry the one. A little problem. Everybody's happy with the product. Looks good over there.
Well, not everybody, but some are.
Oh, sir. Have you had any calls?
Oh, I haven't had any more, no.
I've heard from the Better Back Roads. I believe his name is Dan. Am I right? Is his name Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I heard from Dan from Better Back Roads. We have one person on Echo Lake who's complaining about the water running into his driveway.
I've tried to. I went over and inspected it. I didn't see any issues. If you guys want to go over and look at it. I think you might have. Did you look at it or no, with him?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yes, I did.
It's 17. What was the? It doesn't matter. I mean, the complaint is that we took the berm out and now he's getting water in his driveway, and exactly what we just did on everybody's property was took the berm out, so.
Exactly.
That's correct. But that's the
direction. And we did end up getting the two driveway culverts changed that needed to be changed.
Okay.
Anything
else on the road report?
Not that I can think of.
Gravel discussion. I think we wanted to have a discussion on how much we thought we needed to budget for next year to crush. Any ideas yet?
I'd like to go 10,000.
How much do we have? So we budgeted across 10,000. We used 8,000 this year. What's our stockpile? We have a pile.
Right now we don't have a lot of stockpile. I mean, I do have. I've got a little bit for in case of an emergency. I probably got 1,800 yards, but that's a guess. We have a little bit. We don't have a lot. That's why I kind of put Jason down there. And I think this year here we have budgeted it already for the gravel crusher.
This was kind of just to kind of see where we're at and kind of preface the discussion for later in the year on the budget.
Right.
What we think we should be crushing for the next year. Where we're going to get it out of that point. And obviously, I don't think we're looking to bail anything out of like we were before. So, you guys have anything?
Nope.
Do we have crushing set up for this year?
Good question.
I have talked to Simpson. I'm kind of trying to play the fuel game to see if the fuel will go down a little bit.
How many people do you know that do this?
What, crushing?
Yeah.
A lot.
Can you get a few prices on it from the closest people around, obviously?
I can, but in the past, he's been the best.
Okay, but you know the prices in writing.
Okay.
And, I mean, I don't know how you guys and then we can look at it and decide the volume what we're going to crush, but they want to put on the price, the volume is hinged, the price is hinged upon this volume, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people you call don't want to put a number on the yardage without some sort of bid spec, RFP, then we can look at that and put no. But
how many numbers do you see the?
That's probably the best way to do it. Anyway.
See, the issue is
we probably should just put out an RFP. So one thing I learned from the last time we did this was going to be a date on when it's going to be completed. So I think in the next couple of meetings, we need to come up with the wordage for an RFP, which is a request for proposal to get a price on crushing the gravel and how much we think we want to crush. What did we pay last year?
$675, I think.
And you just go on that with a basis and figure that there's definitely going to be an increase, right? But then they can figure.
And the last time I got a price from C-Card, it was $13.
What?
Yeah.
How much is it if you don't own the gravel?
He was way last time.
You asked him. He was way right there.
Christ. Yeah.
And this is what the problem is. Okay, is that Simpson does it with loaders, which is very nice for the town because he makes like a big mixing bowl. Okay? You can take a little bit of sand, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Next thing you know, you got some really good product. And if you haven't, which I know you've been around Echo Lake, have you seen anything wrong with that gravel up there?
No, but because it came out of our pit.
Right, but it's because they're mixing.
Let's work on the next couple meetings with Wordage on an RFP so that we can have.
So what is an RFP?
It's basically a bid. Okay. It's basically, we're going to put it out. We'll put it in the papers. We'll put it out there to anybody that wants to bid on crushing gravel for us. And we probably should come up with some sort of volume and time frame so that people know what they're bidding on. And they'll bid on it in this fuel environment, right? And then we'll get a feel for what's out there and what the, you know, we always have the right to reject or accept any bid. But that doesn't matter. But we have a gravel pit. We need to figure out how to. Years ago, I wish we would have crushed more, but you never know. Like, back then, we didn't have the money. We don't now, but now it's a lot more money. Uh-huh. You know, it's three times the cost. But
So how much are you looking to crush?
That's kind of, we're looking for a little bit of your judgment on what we're going to be. I mean, I don't expect you to know what we need, but. I mean, we used 8,000 yards on that project. I know we don't have any other huge projects going on.
You got them all, pretty much everything else.
I've got like probably 80% of the town wrapped up pretty good right now. I think if you guys did 10,000 yards a year, I think you'd be fine. Would I like to see you crush 20,000? I would love to see you crush 20,000.
Well, I think, by putting out the request for proposal, and we can put it out in a way that's like, we're looking for a price and crushing gravel in our pit that has an open-ended, but you know, like, we're looking to do 10,000 yards. We want a price on that, and if, you know, if they want to give us a bid that says, hey, we'll do it to the 40,000 yards if you do it for this price. Well,
so between 10 and 40. That.
If not, well, I mean, gravel doesn't spoil.
No.
And if we have a big 100-year storm right now, we have no stockpile.
No. Oh, I mean, no, not right now, we don't. But that was a pretty big project that we did over on Echo Lake.
Yeah, so we need to, that's great. It was a good project. We need to restock. But we also need to budget for it and have the money for it, too.
No, so I agree.
That usually takes a year cycle. To work through getting the bids, budgeting it. Whatever we get for bids, if we're going to accept one, then we need to budget it from there and make a plan or whatever. Right. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Nothing else on that, anybody?
Now, did you want anything to do with the electrical company over on?
We're going on to that right now.
Okay.
New business, approve and sign VEC right away occupancy permit for temporary utility pole on Mill Street. I'll just give my input on it. I don't like the temporary part. I think that it needs to be a permanent pole. I've been over to the street over there, and we can't get our equipment down through there with the height of the pole. Yeah. The wires are hitched to their house. So without raising it on their house to clear the road, we need to have a pole set, which they're willing to do. Did you talk to anybody at the power company?
I actually talked to Joe Fishback today.
What did he say?
And I told him that we weren't interested in a temporary pole. So he's talking to the owner that owns to the point right here. If you look at your paper,
Between what is it, Echo Lake Road or what's the hill going to the paved
Mill Street?
Road? No, the other one.
Churchill.
Churchill and Mill Street. There's like a sliver of land there.
Yeah. So do you see where this black outline is, and there's kind of like a diamond right there?
This is some part.
Right here. Yeah. See where this little diamond meets right here? This little black stretch right here. Okay. So he's going to put a pole right there in this, right here in this spot. And then they're going to go from there to the house, which is going to put that wire up to about 40 feet.
Yeah. And he was good with that.
Yes, he was actually pleased that we called him and said we didn't want a temporary pole because that's more work for him.
The temporary pole, just what the theory behind that was, that the, you know, the resident didn't want a pole there permanently, but and it was going to put one in just to fix the road. Well,
right.
It's going to be just kicking the can down the road if there's another. So there was another option to put one on the other side of the road and just change the direction of the wire over to the house. So it doesn't change anything for the resident. It just sets a pole
right
there.
So which symbol on this map is where the permanent pole is?
So do you see the point where, see the 107C1A?
Yes.
You see how that black point comes up to the point right there?
Yep.
Okay, that it'd be roughly in that area.
Right here, Colleen. The black drawing in the middle of the triangle. So it's going to be right about that.
Black. Oh, got it.
So okay.
Because I think that's the outside of the right. It's right on the edges, right away.
Yeah, there. It must be the purple symbol. That's where the pole is right now.
The black line is the right away.
Move another pole there and then go across the house.
The pole would be 40 feet tall.
The pole now is the purple symbol, and the proposed temporary pole is blue dot.
Yeah.
And we don't have the look of it, but if you took a ride up that road, it's just it's really unusable land. I don't know who owns it. It's like a drop off between these two roads, and that black line must be the edge of the right of way, right?
That black line right there is the existing neighbor's land.
If you look across, right away.
Yeah. It's the highway right of way. So basically, they probably own the land right up to the point there, but that's the right of way. So that's where we're putting the pole, is pretty much at the edge of the right of way.
Right. And so, if you look across where that straight pole is, that's where
going. So, question for you, Colin.
Over here.
What do you guys think about this? If we're good with that, do they need to submit another proposal to us for us to accept? If they're putting it in the right of way, I don't know. So there was something they wanted us to accept tonight, right?
Yeah, I think that was the temporary pole.
The right-of-way occupancy request.
Can we amend that and accept it and see if they're good with that off from what Wendell's saying? And if not, then we'll have to resend it and do it at the next meeting.
Yeah, because this is specific to the sketch.
Yeah. So if we approved the proven sign, the BEC right-of-way occupancy permit for the relocated utility pole on the edge of the right of way between Church Hill and Mill Street, and then approve that. If they don't like that wording, then we'd have to do something different, but if they do like it, they can move forward. Either that or we just don't approve this one and we have to get something else from them, right? Does that make sense?
Yep.
I almost think we can make a motion to approve what we're discussing. Yes. And then if they, because that's all they really need is us saying, hey, it's okay to put a pole here, right?
They will need this eventually because they always take it, but they could move forward. Yeah, okay. I think.
So I'll make a motion, and you may have to correct me if I say it wrong, but for VEC to give the occupancy permit for VEC right away of a relocated utility pole between Mill Street and Church Street. Have the discussed location with the resident, the property owner. How about that? And because they're gonna have to get with the property owner anyway, so wherever the property owner wants it there, good if it's where we discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah. I second that.
It does make perfect
sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, and they're putting it in the right of way, which means they need your approval and no one else's.
And I think if the property owner wants it here, there's not a lot of options there. But sounds like the property owner said okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Well, let's have it. Okay, moving on. You good there, Colleen?
Yeah, let me just write that out.
Super confused. It's clear as mud. Proven signed purchase and sale agreement for land adjacent to Town Barton Gravel Pit. I will look for a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, it is 6:21 p.m. resume recording. It is 6:42.
Okay, we're in executive session, and I will look for a motion to approve the purchase and sale agreement for the adjacent land to the town's gravel pit as written.
I will make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it.
Give me a moment just to finish that.
You want this one signed, right?
Yeah, I signed it. All our names are on the third page or fourth page. There it is.
All right, are you ready? Any other new business? NEK Broadband proposed.
I may have that. I just want to keep track of it. Thank you.
Proposed installation locations, I guess I'll call it. This is for information right now. We're going to have to look at the
calling news.
I need to look at it.
Thank you.
So I don't get lost or
mixed up. Hey, no.
Oh, right.
Come on in. Sorry about that.
We'll finish this one, then I'll go to him.
Yeah.
Okay, the proposed locations for the NEK broadband installation. What do you guys think? I think Wendell should take a look at
I think
each
probably
one.
Take a look at that.
Yep.
And you're looking at it collectively, 6,000-7,000 feet of conduit. And
they've requested to be on the meeting agenda for the 23rd.
I'm good with putting them on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. Okay.
So it has to be done by the 23rd?
Well, yeah. Get back to me if you have a problem with doing it by then, and we can see if we can push them back. Tom, we need to investigate a little more.
Okay.
But that's the
but plan. 23rd?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to go back up to public comment because you weren't here when we did it. But so, give you the floor. You got the name. I'm sure.
I'm Dan Alterno.
Yep.
Okay. I was just wondering if I can weed whack in front of my house on the Bly Farm Road where the ditch is.
Yeah.
In your town right away.
I don't see any problem with it.
Fine with me.
I have a problem with it.
Yeah, so basically, it's that to be clear, it's the ditch on this side of Bly Farm Road where we, I think years ago, we installed a bunch of rock to try to stop the farmer erosion there. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was wondering if I can get it in writing.
Are you cutting any brush?
No, it's just burdocks and weeds.
Okay, just as long as it doesn't go down and plug up that culvert, it should
be. There's no culvert there.
No.
No, you're talking about that
it's right on the corner of 105.
It's in front of my house.
Yeah, is there a culvert that crossed? Oh, from the main road down?
From my house.
From his driveway down to the main road. He just also weed whack in front of his lawn.
Okay, because there is a culvert that runs up above his lawn.
But that one's blocked.
He wants to weed whack.
You never cleaned it when it got washed out a year ago?
You know what we're talking about? Like if you turn on Bly Farm Road, the first probably 50, 75 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I've never had a request to weed whack in front of somebody's house, so I would think, how about it? It's class 4 road.
But I was wondering if I could have it in writing from the town, because
I've been weed whacking mine for years.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just because of the property dispute. I don't have any problem giving him something that is that.
You already tried to give me for trespassing.
Have to be a letter, I guess, or something.
Cost me $14,000.
Can you send us a letter asking us, and then we're going to approve that?
Just write up the letter.
Yeah, because like we sent it the other way. It'll be a little bit backwards. If you did, I mean, I think it sounds like we're all good with it.
Yep. Okay.
If you came in a public comment. And
mother-in-law put the old weed whack in front of her shop up there.
You know, if you guys want to weed whack all the way to the end of that road, I'm fine with it. You know, if you want to go all the way to that farm, I am not opposed to it. But I think it's unfortunate that you need to ask that. But I think that there's no impact to our road right of way by you weed whacking.
And the other thing I was wondering, window if it was okay, if I take my scraper blade and scrape up the ropes, I'm up through there, try to shape it up a little bit.
You want to go look at it, see what needs to be done?
Keep it standard. I'll go look at it.
It's starting to get pretty rough, and then what I need to do is kind of like shape it up a little bit and put some water bars so I don't wash all the way down to my house, you know what I mean?
He'll take a look at it and he'll recommend to us what he thinks needs to happen. It's class 4 road, so we go with a class 4 standard, so, you know, if a water bar is what he recommends.
Glass polish, scrape it down because I have to plow it.
Yep.
So it will be big rocks sticking out.
Yep.
Hard on the blade.
Yep. But as far as weed whacking, I don't see a problem. If you want something written, just send us a letter and we'll just approve it.
So just write up the letter, me and my mother-in-law, and sign it up. They'll sign it up here, or you guys
just send it into the clerk, and she'll put it in front of us at a meeting. And we'll
sign it.
Yeah. I probably won't weed whack it this weekend, but one of these weekends. To do that, I want to lower my taxes because it looks like shit with all the burdocks
growing. Weed whack away, bud. Weed whack away.
Burdocks that keep coming over. There is across the road, burdocks.
I take my tractor and I go down the edge of the road on Dane Hill with a bush hog on the back of it, and I take down every piece of grass that's standing up, and I don't ask anybody.
Right. Well,
I don't know. I'm just saying. You said you weed whack all the time.
I've been doing it for 12 years.
If I wanted my done, I said sure.
Yeah, well, I guess in an effort of time, weed whack away.
Yeah.
But if you want it in writing, like, so you don't need it in writing to weed whack, but if you want it in writing, send us something in.
Well, I think I'd rather see it in writing.
Yeah.
Because way back, like,
the mowing machine's here. Do you want me to send him up there?
I think he wants to do it all the time, so just let him maintain as long.
Keep it on.
Like,
you know, what?
We mow in the edge of the sides of the road. You want to know if all
you did last year a little bit.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they do it again on the other side too, so it looks a little better.
It's a class 4 road.
Yeah, I know.
Don't expect a lot up there.
No, but window was nice to me last year. Because down by the road, the grass was up high and my wife couldn't
window's
see.
Window's always nice.
She couldn't see as good coming out of the road.
Anything else on the, we're in the middle of a meeting, so we're going to move on, sorry.
Hey, I'll let you guys go back to work.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you. So, but send that in, we'll take a look, we'll prove it.
How you like the pad up there to Casella's?
It works good.
Nice and smooth.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Works good.
We'll see you later. Thanks.
All right, see ya. All right, any other new business? Any other old business?
No.
Any announcements and information?
The Newport Ambulance just sent an email to all the towns, just letting them know how busy 4th of July weekend was. They responded to 82 calls. Plus, in their coverage area. Probably. Plus, they covered, you know, the fireworks, parades, all that kind of stuff. And they were.
I would love to, they can't get specifics, but I'd love like a rundown of what the calls were, right? The heat exhaust and firework blow up. You know what I mean? Like, what were the idiots? What were all those idiots doing? You know what spikes a lot of that? Is Saturday, 4th of July, Saturday. The parade was so busy. Everybody was out there hot early.
And it was a hot day, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of activity, so it caused a lot of it. But
anyway. Did you see how many town vehicles were in that? Did you see the parade?
Yeah, we weren't in it, though, were we?
No, but we should have been.
I had a truck, and I had to wreck it up there, wreck it back. We have any plates for it, sir. Oh, really? $1,000 to get that truck up there. Brand new Packer.
I wish I would have put the grader in there.
That wasn't a bad idea, but you were busy.
There was.
Yeah. Okay, any other old business?
Nope.
Approved the bills, announcements were good. Okay, next meeting is July 23rd. Are we good with that?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
One second. All in favor? All right.
I got it.
Adjourned at 6:51 p.m.
I know they're up in...